Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 12, 1806. A cash opened. On the way out to the Pacific in 1805, the captains dug a cache on the White Bear Islands. Here they deposited quite a few specimens, skins, and other articles that they would not need on their voyage over the mountains to the Pacific. Today, Lewis again camps on one of the White Bear Islands, where he writes about digging up the cache.
We arose early and resumed our operations in completing our canoes, which we completed by 10 a.m. About this time, two of the men, whom I had dispatched this morning in quest of the horses, returned with seven of them only. The remaining two of our best horses were absent and not to be found. I fear that they are stolen. I dispatched two men on horseback in search of them. At noon, Werner returned, having found three others. Sergeant Gass did not return until 3 p.m., not having found the horses. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 12, 1806.
Joseph Fields and Ruyer were sent to look for the missing horses, as they have had much success in finding them in the past. Today, however, they also return empty-handed. Captain Clark writes today about his party's adventures on the way to the Yellowstone River.
Sergeant Pryor did not join me last night. The beavers was flacking their tails in the river about us all the last night. This morning I was detained until 7 a.m. making paddles and drawing the nails of the canoe to be left at this place, and one we had before left here. After completing the paddles and taking some breakfast, I set out. The current I find much stronger below the forks than above, and the river tolerably straight as low as Panther Creek, when it became much more crooked. The wind rose and blew hard off the snowy mountains to the northwest. The canoe in which I was in was driven by a sudden puff of wind under a log which projected over the water from the bank, and the man in the stern, Howard, was caught in between the canoe and the log and a little hurt. After disengaging ourselves from this log, the canoe was driven immediately under a drift which projected over and a little above the water. Here the canoe was very near turning over. With much exertion, after taking out some of the baggage, hauled her out and proceeded on without receiving any damage. After dinner, I proceeded a little below our encampment of the 31st of July last. The mosquitoes very troublesome this evening. Captain William Clark, July 12, 1806.
Tomorrow, Sergeant Ordway sets out.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.